Welcome to the American Allegiance Show. My guest tonight, Mr. Doug Stack. Amazing guy. If you look at the promo, you'll see how much weight he lost. And he's a very avid exerciser now and nutrition. I talked to him on the phone last week, and he was telling me all kinds of things about nutrition and about weightlifting and push-ups. He does a crazy amount of push-ups. But if you look at where he came from to where he is now, it's incredible. Welcome to the American Allegiance Show. Everybody, be careful of the hammers that are flying around out in California. Just a little advice. Crazy story, isn't that, about Paul Pelosi and everything? But, you know, maybe Doug and I can talk about it later in the program if you want to. I think it's fascinating. So welcome to the American Allegiance Show, brought to you by the Patriot Nation Radio Network, Patriot Nation Radio, and Next Gen USA. Which I appear on now. I'm on two networks, and it's wonderful. Great people, great hosts, and I do a lot of calling in to PNR. And I have one of our own hosts is actually hosting the National Intel Report there. Peter, good job. Excellent. So we're going to go on with the show here with Mr. Doug Stack. I'm adding to the stream. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good, and how are you?
I'm great. Doing well. I appreciate you coming on. And do you have a picture? I think I have a picture of yours. I can put this on the screen, the before and after. I think it's the one you showed me recently. So I don't even figure this out. I have to present. Share screen. And we are going to go. Let's see down here. See, I think I caught myself off guard. So I'm do you have that picture with you? I think I can get it. It's actually on the promo. So I think I can go to the Facebook page and I can show.
Yeah, my computer is not working, not communicating real well.
That's okay. I think, yeah, I downloaded it and everything and somehow it disappeared a little bit. So but I'll get that to you while we talk. So tell us about yourself and what you did and what happened and why you're on this program. Right. First of all, before you say that, on the promo, I'd like to this is the reason, this is the patriotic reason why we're talking about this, because the United States of America is the fattest and most bountiful country in the world. With the abundance comes the dangers of overeating and eating poisonous foods that other countries don't allow themselves. So you're going to talk about what you did to overcome this. And before I give you the mic, I've been to other countries, like they don't allow the sugars we have in this country. They don't give it to their kids. They have ratings on their soda cans. And I learned that from the Dutch people. Also, they don't have the same kind of levels of any other poisons. They don't feed their people. And a lot of their foods are you know, domesticated or they're natural. Everything we get here is kind of like so far removed from nature. I think that's one of the problems we have. Like you can go to Europe and they're getting the food, or the Middle East, they're killing the food recently before they start. All your meat is fresh. Everything's fresh there. We don't have that here. So we have a higher rate of cancer. We have foods we don't eat, like organ meats and everything like that. So let me hand the mic to you, and you can talk about your knowledge. You know more than I do by far.
Well, I'm not an expert at it. I'm still learning. I learn every day. Of course, what we've gotten away from in this country is learning how to do things from scratch. Now, everything really honestly is a TV dinner or fast food. And, you know, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to better myself as far as nutrition wise. I did plant a garden this year and it didn't turn out to be all that great. But excuse me. I like to eat better, and mostly watch what I'm eating. As far as I need to get my vegetables in, I do 6 servings of vegetables, and portion size. You go to the store over at any store or any restaurant, and the portion size is absolutely insane. You can order a 24-ounce steak, and 9 times out of 10, a lot of people will finish that. Now, growing up, you know, I had 2 working parents. They always went out, you know, not always. We didn't always eat out, but we always ate processed foods or TV dinners because it's easier. My dad worked the midnight shifts. My mom worked from 6 in the morning till 6 in the afternoon. So, you know, there wasn't a lot of parent time. So we fended for ourselves, really. You know, I learned how to cook 8 slices of toast with butter after I got out of school. And by 7 years old, I knew how to make ramen and stuff like that. We weren't too nutrition sadly back then.
Right. Same here.
About 12 years old is when I started putting on the weight. I went from being very active, and I was always very active, but my nutrition, I was drinking a lot of sodas. Did you know that the recommended amount of sugar in a day is 36 grams of sugar a day?
Yeah.
In a Coke, in 1 12-ounce Coke, is 39 grams of sugar. Now, I could drink a full 2-liter or 6 or 8 Cokes in a day when I wasn't paying attention. Fast forward a bunch of years, I started driving trucks. I was always big, you know, close to the 300-pound mark, but not quite 300. 25, 26 years old, I got to the 300s and I didn't look back.
So you see that picture, there's a picture of you before and after on the screen right now that we're sharing. If everybody can look at that.
Yeah, the picture of the, with that that little do-rag that I have on my head, I was at 450 pounds.
Wow.
Like I said, I was a truck driver and I had an accident 3 years ago, which probably the only reason I'm still alive today is because I was at 370 pounds when the accident took place. I broke my foot and I couldn't walk for, I think it was 8 months. I wasn't able to walk. You know, they didn't want me putting any weight on that so I could heal up. Well, I had gotten to 450 pounds and there was nothing that I could do to lose anything.
That's incredible.
That's when I can only walk about 5 feet, and I'd be in so much pain, like excruciating back pain. I had compression fractures on my spine, and 5 feet I would be out of breath.
Wow.
So that's when my wife and my parents, they had convinced me, you know, get the gastric bypass, or no, get to the gastric sleeve. I got the gastric sleeve. I lost 219 pounds on the gastric sleeve. And what people, the official number that's out there, everybody who gets the gastric sleeve or a bypass, I think they only do sleeves now. I want to say it's 47% of the people who get that gastric sleeve actually end up gaining the weight back and more, or just gaining that weight back. I think it's higher because I know a lot of people who've had the sleeve done, and it's just like a little Band-Aid. You know, they cut your stomach out. They don't really tell you proper nutrition. They tell you, oh, you need 60 grams of protein a day, and take a handful of multivitamins, this and that and the other. My wife found a program in August of 2021, She did very well on it. She lost 68 pounds in 7 months. And I was sitting there at 232 pounds on January 1st of this year. I went all the way till April of this year, and I jumped on program with her. She said, "It's not because I think you need to lose any more weight. I want you to get the proper nutrition." Well, I jumped on program, and I've lost 60 pounds since then. I was just trying to get down to 200 pounds was my goal weight. That would have been 250 pounds lost, and I would have been happy. Well, at 232, I was wondering 4 months. I was wondering, when am I going to start gaining it back? So I jumped on program, and I lost right at 58 pounds because I'm 270 or 172 today. I signed up for two push-up challenges for the month of November. It's one is 100 push-ups a day, or 3,000 in the month of November, and the other one is 22 push-ups a day for another foundation. That's 122 push-ups. I haven't done 122 push-ups in my life probably before this, and I started October 29th. I started doing the push-ups. I'll tell you, the first set every day hurts bad. But yesterday I finished up at 10 o'clock last night with my 122. Today I was done at 145, and I wanted to do more, which I might still.
Yeah, you know, push-ups were what we had to do in the military. So we had to run a mile and a half every year. Oh, this is Air Force. This is the weaker military, so everybody calls us. But when you had to do your push-ups, you knew your number, so you did your push-ups. When you got to your number, you were done.